today, but we're going to move on to Texas yesterday, where an appeals court handed a stunning rebuke to officials who took custody of more than 400 children from the religious compound of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Day Latter-day Saints, a group that practices polygyny, where men can have multiple wives. The court ruled that the Children Protective Services had no legal or factual grounds for taking the children, much to the great joy of the children's mothers and their attorneys like Julie Bolovich.
It is a great day for families in the state of Texas.
The state does have the option to appeal, but Dick DeGaren, a famed Texas defense attorney and professor of law at University of Texas School of Law, who's represented many, including former U.S. Rep. Tom DeLay and also David Koresh, you, Dick, call this whole tangled story a legal outrage.
That's right, and that's what it is. You know, when the Court of Appeals in Austin issued their mandamus, and a mandamus is one of the rarest of lawsuits. It's an order by an appellate court that a district court must do something. It's not just us saying you were wrong and we're reversing your judgment. It's saying that you must return these children because the evidence was insufficient for these children to be taken away from their parents. And it really was an outrage for the judge in San Angelo to try to have a hearing and individually address what was right or wrong having to do with 460 some odd children.
I mean, that would be a Herculean task in a big city, smaller court. Right, exactly. But let me just, because we just don't have that much time, I want to get to a couple of things. There really are two issues here, right? Whether or not the search warrant was valid, and then secondarily, whether or not the action to take the custody of the children, that was legitimate. And on both counts, the appeals court said that the state acted improperly, right?
That's right. That's right. The most improper part, though, was the taking of the children. The search warrant issue could be argued later on whether the evidence obtained was lawful or not, but to then take the children Child Protective Services just did that on their own. That wasn't ordered by the court. But what they must do within 14 days is have an individualized hearing on whether the child is in danger, and there was no evidence that the children involved in this lawsuit were in danger. The Child Protective Services had no evidence that could point to an immediate danger.
Well, Dick, and thanks for joining us this morning, by the way. I know it's a little bit early there, but what
you know, you get up early out in the country.
You get up early out in the country, that's right. And Dick DeGaren always has his boots on, that's for sure. Is this in any sense similar to the Koresh case? And is it fair to say that prosecutors in Texas sort of have it in for groups like this in a way that they're willing to really push the law?
Don't paint with too broad a brush. There are some fine prosecutors in Texas, but what this does show is that there is an intolerance to different ideas when it comes to religion. And the authorities were sitting on go waiting to do something to these folks that were different from everybody else living on their private ranch out in West Texas.
But let me just follow up a question on that, because we literally are just running out of time here. But what about the reverse? What if there was a child in the compound being abused in some way? I mean, what happens now? Is that child likely to make that call if they're in danger? And we have about 10 seconds.
Sure. That doesn't stop an investigation into real abuse. But what was done here, this was a hoax. This was based on a hoax call.
Are there any facts to that effect, that it indeed was determined to be a hoax?
The Rangers have investigated it thoroughly and have publicly said this was a hoax.
Dick DeGaren, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much. Dick
You're
DeGaren,
welcome.
A Texas defense attorney.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.